Oh, Captain. What are you doing in the dungeon at this hour? Arrested? By whom? The advisor? On what charges? Treason. High treason. Wait. That's me. You know, Captain, when I saw that goblet in front of me tonight, out of all the people I speculated would have attempted to poison me, the only one I could think of was you. Oh, don't look so scared, sweetie. It's a compliment. You may be a complete and utter fool, but at least you have the guts to go against me face on, unlike half of my court. You know, Captain, I'm actually immune to poison. Well, at least the one people keep using on me. 10 times. 10 times so far I've been poisoned, and it simply has no effect, other than the dry taste it leaves behind. After the first few times, I found it to be absolutely thrilling to see people's faces drop when they realize that I'm not going to die. I remember the advisor's face like it was yesterday. He was absolutely mortified and started crying like the spineless oaf he is. The advisor? Well, of course he tried. My sisters tried. My husband tried. Everyone tries. But they always fail. And I always live. You see, Captain, I am simply untouchable. My entire court wants me dead, yet I am still here. Why is that? Because they are afraid. They know their place. And they know that if I want them dead, they'll die. But that's the difference between you and them. You're not afraid of me. Even now, I can see that fire in your eyes. That belief that you can somehow kill me even after getting caught. But that's what I don't understand. Why would you want to kill me? I've done nothing to wrong you. And I'm the one who appointed you captain against my council's recommendation. And it's not like I am an unjust queen. The people adore me. And I've kept us out of war for almost a decade now. So tell me, Captain, why do you want me dead? Oh. The Countess. She put you up to this. Oh my god. She, out of everyone, should know that poison doesn't... Wait. Oh my god, you poor thing. You were set up, Captain. The Countess wanted to have you killed. She knew that I was close to you, and so she wanted to get rid of you, so she could have her spot back. Well, this information changes a few things. Since you were taken advantage of, I will release you. And you have to arrest and execute the Countess as soon as possible. But not without some training. See, Captain, you need to realize your place in this kingdom. And since you're so easily manipulated, I can't have someone this close to me, untrained. Oh, don't look so scared. It's only going to be hard if you don't cooperate. See, dogs are happy little creatures because they know that obeying their owner is the way to get food, love, and affection. It's the same principle, really. If you obey me, you'll get a peaceful life by my side. I can see that you want it. You've had such a hard life. Wouldn't it be so much easier to just let me take care of you? You just have to obey. Just obey. There you go. Good boy. Now, let me undo that belt for you. Now then, let me make you feel good. Doesn't it feel good not to think? Just let your inhibitions go. Just listen to me. You're going to come soon. Well then wait. The other part of this is obeying me. And if you can't obey me, well, how am I supposed to trust you? I'll leave you inside this cell, and we'll try again tomorrow. When I tell you to. Okay, Captain. I'll give you 10 seconds. If you can come in 10 seconds. stay here for the night. Now then, let's leave this dungeon, shall we?